Kehewin. It was a somber day but steeped in deep meaning and remembrance for those who attended Kinokamiseek Kiskunohamatikamiks, Kehewin Community Education Center, Orange Shirt Day and National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, NDTR, Assembly on September 29. Prior to the special morning assembly starting, Judy Youngchief told Lakeland this week that events like this help students learn there is a lot more to know when it comes to Canada's history. NDTR is a means for students to learn about residential schools and the 60s scoop. To educate them more about what their parents, grandparents and aunts and uncles endured, said Youngchief. By understanding generational trauma, they can understand their own emotions, learn how to regulate them and break the cycle. By 10 a.m., the K-12 school's more than 300 students from grade 4 to grade 12 starting filing into the gymnasium, most of whom were donning an orange t-shirt. Principal Candace Houle shared with students, "You may not realize this today, but one day you will realize the importance of going to a school that lets you speak our language, encourages you to speak our language, encourages you to sing our songs. Be proud that you have the opportunity to learn your language, ceremonies and ways of life." Speeches followed by Kehewin Band Kaun. Kevin Amahus and local residential school survivors Sylvia Paul and Sue Dion. A blanket wrap ceremony also took place as students and elders performed the honor song together. The ceremony was a way for students to honor the inner child of their elders who were forced to attend residential schools. As the students wrapped and embraced their elders with a blanket, they were wrapping them with love and kindness, said Houle. The assembly ended with a round dance and was followed by a potluck that was open to the entire community.